KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes, people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Those columns, not only are they beautiful, I mean, they're doing a pretty important job of holding up a good portion of your roof, I would imagine. So if you think about kind of boxing them in, that's going to change the architectural style of the home. If you want to disassemble and move them, then you have to support what's behind it, and then you have to square them off again. It's going to change the architectural perception of this beautiful home. So a couple of things. I mean, if you want to do a big, big project here, you can talk with an architect, maybe think about redesigning the front of the house, get it closer to kind of what you have in mind. Truly, the style of your home isn't really leaning towards modification, and it would be kind of odd to have a screen and porch sort of shoved in a space that's covered by all those columns. These columns are what makes your home unique, so I think you trying to piece together this screened in porch with the style of home you have is just not going to sort of read correctly, and it will end up looking like a mishmash of styles. Definitely consult with an architect. Generally, you can have those sort of first consulting meetings, a rough sketch sort of at like one price point before you head into working drawings, etc. So it might be worth it to sort of meet with an architect, get an idea of what can be done, what does that look like, and if you're on board with that, then the next step would be to have that architect draw up working drawings, take that to different contractors for bid, and just see if it's worth it in the long run changing your home that much to create the screen and porch. But I think kind of working with what you already have and adding that in is not going to be the answer.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You're not going to entrust Corinthian pillar supports to the average handyman? Come on.
No, Jim. You know what this house looks like. This is like an estate. This is like in a historical home. This part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. I mean, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line, who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange
yes.
peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile, once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place, and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now, because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay. Well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, do you want to save time and energy cutting your grass? Well, setting your mower as low as possible is not going to do the trick. We'll tell you why after this. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers
3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is The Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune into The Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you will gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Deborah in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about dry locking my basement. I have my concerns about, well, number one, the odor, because I have pets. And number two, where does that water go if you just trap it in the cinder block? So I'm in a debate with my other half about, yes, we should do it. No, we shouldn't. We had one, you know, water incident in 15 years, and that's the only thing that's happened since. But I still would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's a great question, Deborah. So first of all, Drylock is a product that does have some odor. I mean, it's not a terrible odor. I remember Tom did a project in his basement, and I remember him talking about how he kind of had to use a fan and keep the windows open and kind of stuck it in one of the windows just to make sure it pulled up some air out of the basement and was okay. You know, but I remember him saying it wasn't terrible. And I mean, I wouldn't have any concerns about your pets while you're using this product. Obviously, don't leave it right next to your pets or have your pets in the same room, but I wouldn't be concerned with having the pets in the house. Now, you ask the question, so what happens to the water? Am I keeping it out? So listen, this is kind of a point of misunderstanding. Drylock isn't keeping the waves of the ocean out of your basement. I mean, it's not that kind of thing. It's stopping some of the evaporation that will come from the block in the wall getting damp, but it doesn't stop a lot of water coming in. If it wants to get in, it's gonna get in. And the way that you stop that though, especially since you mentioned that this has only happened once in 15 years, you've got a problem with drainage, and I can tell you right now that if you look at your gutters, they're either blocked or the downspouts are disconnected or maybe they're not even extended away from the house or the soil around the house is kind of sloping or sagging toward the walls. All of this thing sort of causes those floods. So you don't have to worry about sealing your house against the water. Your house is going to stay dry if you stop the water from getting there by working on your drainage. You know, head on over to moneypit.com, and on the homepage you can read a post about wet basements and how to prevent a wet basement. There's a lot of step-by-step information that you need there in that post, so check it out, and I promise you those problems will probably magically disappear. Well, most people don't really give their grass cutting much thought, but they should. If it's done right, you will enjoy a beautiful, healthy lawn. But if you do it wrong, you're going to end up with a weed-filled dust bowl. So here's what you need to know. First of all, avoid cutting that lawn too short. You know, a shorn lawn is vulnerable to diseases and weed infestation. Taller grass kind of develops a deeper root system, which creates a lawn that truly can better withstand drought. Now, the general rule is to never remove more than one-third of the total grass blade length in a single cutting. You want to avoid mowing in the same pattern each time you mow. It kind of, if you do that, it will compact the soil and create ruts. So switch it up a bit. Maybe try to make a pattern. Keep your mowing blade sharp, and that's going to give you the best mowing results. Sharpen those blades at least a couple of times during the mowing season, and that's not a difficult DIY project. You just follow those manufacturer guidelines for removing the mower blade and then reattach it after it's sharpened. I know in our area there's a couple of bike shops that also service lawn mowers and snow blowers, so if that's not a project you want to tackle, there's definitely somebody nearby that can lend a hand.
All right, now, Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout. And then you can regrout it, and once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in, so here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look, will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout, because you will have to clean the grout. But no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is, if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky, so why not go with a cool gray or like a black, you know? Think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. When we return, we'll be joined by a very smart and talented design and DIY expert, Karen Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of the newly launched women's workwear line, Do the Work. So stick around.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through
through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
It's time to embrace the suck once again.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Every stock market sell-off is different. The media will tell you it's the end of the world. Don't believe it. If you have an investment plan, you'll be just fine.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
To sit and have a conversation with somebody who is a CEO and also a woman, it like opens my eyes to things that could possibly happen for myself or other women around me in the future.
Yeah, and I liked your question about, you know, how it feels to be a woman in that leadership room. Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, I mean, around me, it's like a lot of strong women around me. We make things happen, but I know in certain cases, women feel looked down upon when it comes to mostly anything.
I think one of the things that we didn't touch on, Mary, either, is that you're a woman in a pretty male-dominated industry as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining us today, we have Kara Newhart, and Kara hosts the Makerspace podcast and has just launched a new women's workwear line called Do the Work. Kara is on a mission to empower everyday women to take charge of their homes and design their spaces that they are obsessed with on their terms. Kara is going to teach you how to create your dream home one project at a time. Kara, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting to have you. I mean, your website is really darling. It's filled with a lot of great information. I love everything that you're doing. What kind of started your love and passion of home improvement and sharing your love of design?
Oh, yeah. So it was a windy path, as I think all creative ones are.
Yeah, they're never straight.
Never straight, yeah. Started in finance in oil and gas and needed a creative outlet. I had just bought my first house in Denver and had big dreams, but a little budget, and got to work hands-on, decided to just do it myself. So I learned one tool at a time, and I was terrified to use a saw when I first started. So I would go into Home Depot and have them cut all the wood for me.
I mean, I can remember my first time with a table saw. Table saws are terrifying.
Yeah, they're no joke. I mean, you should be scared a little bit. You need to stay safe, but don't let that fear hold you back.
Agreed. I mean, there's so much that you can tackle once you sort of gain control of your fears and start working with those tools. So what kind of was that first project that you felt the confidence to dive in and tackle it with the tools?
Yeah, so we bought a builder-grade home. So I had the most basic ever powder bathroom, literally just a closet with a toilet and a sink. And I wanted to, you know, give it some personality and some storage. So I built a couple of shelves just out of, like, really basic lumber and cut a slit in it, so I had this, like, circle mirror that, like, went down into the shelf. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
It's awesome. And how many mirrors did you go through because you broke them?
How many mirrors? Oh, at least three.
Now, it's interesting.
The 14 years of bad luck.
No, I don't believe in any of that, because I feel like if it's a project and, you know, you're working with the mirror, like, sometimes you can't avoid it. So I think that bad luck goes, you know, away. I think it gets reflected off that mirror and away from you. And speaking of, you say, is this the home that you mentioned that you truly think is haunted?
Oh, no, that's the one I'm in now. So it's a 200-year-old home diagonal from a cemetery, and there's two others in the neighborhood. So, yeah, it's pretty wild over here.
That is insane. I think we will save that for another interview when I have you come back, maybe like a Halloween October time, so we can really talk about the spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's so much.
We're talking with Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of a women's workwear line called Do the Work, which is brand spanking new. Can you tell us about this women's workwear clothing line that you've created?
Yeah, I wanted it to be super functional for women just like me tackling projects, so it's medium-duty workwear, more pockets than you could ever dream of, looks like athleisure, and has tons of function so that you can tackle projects and have all your tools right there handy and not have to be in boxy, scaled-down men's patterns.
No, and it really, I mean, it's adorable. It looks great. It truly does have pockets everywhere. I love that you sort of have a level, like, mm-hmm. right in your back, almost like your quiver of
yep.
arrows, where you can just grab
uh-huh.
things that you're looking for.
Right. Draw your level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly. I will get my level, and I will make this work. I think that's great. How is the clothing line doing so far? Do you have a good holiday season with it? I know you said it launched just around the holiday time, right?
Yeah. It's been amazing so far. I think it's just so needed that we get to have stuff that's really cute and really functional, because I don't think we shop to pick. So seeing the response has been just incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love everything that you're doing. And I kind of like this idea when I was, you know, looking through all your stuff, you mentioned this messy middle, which is kind of like, you know, for a lot of people and for you especially, this is sort of like the launching part where you've started a project, but now you really kind of get the evolution of it while you're in the mix.
I had to learn this the hard way. I've been in it so many times where I demoed something. I don't know, you know, what I'm doing. I'm crying on the floor like, will this even work? But then what I realized is that's where the magic is. When you're problem solving, when you're pushing yourself to learn new things, it's the process of transformation that we don't see online with the before and after. It's when the caterpillar gets into the cocoon and turns to literal goo. You know, before he had legs, he had friends, and now
right.
he's goo. And it's like, will I be a butterfly? So learning to get comfortable with that process is like the beauty of creating something. And it teaches you a lot about yourself, and it makes really incredible projects if you can embrace it. But it's hard at first.
And I think, you know, you're right. I think you're sort of at a part where it can get really scary in the project. You know, it's like You have self-doubt. You are curious what it's going to look like. And I think because it's your home, your project, your thing, it super affects you. Whereas if a builder would have come in and he'd be like, or he or she would be like, blah, I just took down the wall. So
right.
what? You know, they don't face
right.
that. But because you're so invested in the space, but it is a great chance to grow and truly create the spaces that you're going
to
love.
Right. And get to push yourself. So sitting in, it's really uncomfortable. You know, you have to sit there and look at the wall you demoed where the builder gets to close the door and go home.
Yeah, you're sitting in it.
Yeah, right. But when you embrace it, it's like there's a lot of problem solving. There's a lot of like cool ideas that come through and you get really comfortable with the process. And that's what, yeah, that's where the magic is in the messy middle.
Oh, I love that. Before I let you go, Kara, when do you know it's a project that you should really leave to the pros?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So plumbing, I personally don't touch because I'm not that great at it.
Same.
Electrical.
Same, because you could die.
My dad was an electrician growing up, so I know my limits. Like, I never opened the panel. I would say those two are the two big ones where unless you're really comfortable, it's always worth it just to have it done right.
All right. Well, that's all excellent advice. Kara, excellent, excellent work. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. We've been joined by Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of an amazing women's workwear line called Do the Work. You can check it out at dothework.com, but it's spelled a little different. It's dothework.com. It's a great gift for all of the female builders in your life and those DIYers. Kara, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We hope you'll join us again real soon.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And I promise I'm coming back to you in October. I want to learn all about this haunted house of yours. I mean it, guys. We're going to learn. Coming up, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. So we're going to share tips on advances in hardwood flooring to make this product easier to install next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. What projects do you have planned now that the warmer weather has moved in across the U.S.? Maybe are you putting in a pool? Are you finally going to have the best backyard on the block? Whatever it is, we can help you get those projects done successfully so you can be enjoying your money pit as soon as that sun rises each day. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's on the line?
Down in Little Rock, Arkansas, we've got Mike, and you've got the money pit. Mike, what can we do for you, bud?
Well, I've been doing some remodeling on my house, and it's been going on since about 2018. I'm kind of doing it piecemeal as I can afford things. And we're getting ready to list it probably later this springtime. And I want to know if I can list it as newly remodeled or freshly remodeled. What would be the best way to list it? Because it has taken me 3-4 years to do it.
I mean, listen, you spent 3 years fixing up this house, so I think it's fair to say that I don't think you're misrepresenting anything. And then you could fill in the blanks and let folks know what you did. In fact, that would give you a kind of a leg up on the competition, too. We always say it's a good idea to have an inventory that lists your improvements when you put the house on the market, you know, especially if you have anything that's energy saving, because all of those are really attractive to people as they're looking. So you could say updated windows to energy efficient models in 2025, you know, changed out the flush and the flapper valve in summer of 2024. You know, the everything, silly things, big things. It just kind of shows that you care about the house, you're maintaining it, you're taking care of it. It's all of those details. And I think that's very appealing to a buyer. So I would kind of create this list and list all those benefits and improvements.
Great. I appreciate that. That's what I'll do.
All right. Good luck with your project. And we hope that you sell it quickly and, you know, for a lot of money. Well, it used to be that unless you installed a hardwood floor right when that home was built, it was pretty much impossible to add it after the fact. But today, the availability of durable, pre-finished hardwood flooring has made it a very doable project and something that offers real value to a home, which is why you almost always see real estate agents calling out the hardwood floor in their listings and the advertisements. Now, another benefit of having hardwood flooring is that it doesn't trap dust and dirt like a carpet, so it's definitely a better choice for the allergy sufferers in your life. And they're also easier to maintain, and they do last longer than carpeting. If you're thinking about installing it, there's really one of the longest-lasting flooring options that you can have, because with a hardwood floor, you can sand and refinish it multiple times, and that's really depending on the thickness of the floorboards themselves. So when it comes time to install, solid hardwood flooring could be installed on or above grade level, but they're really not recommended for anything below grade, like a basement, because those areas tend to have a lot of moisture, they're damper. There's a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that's definitely made to stand up to the moisture levels that you find in a below grade space. Finally, you want to keep in mind that solid hardwood flooring needs to fully acclimate prior to your installing of it, and that just means you need to leave it in the room where it's going to be installed, you know, where it's going to live, for just a few days before you plan on installing it. This way it kind of gets used to the moisture content, the temperature differences throughout the day, you know, the attitudes of all your family members. It's going to make it difficult to install. I'm just saying. No, seriously, though. You got to leave it in the space a few days. And if you do that, you're going to have a beautiful floor in any room of your choice.
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie, we've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy, so I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, etc. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish, that's something completely different from the brick. You know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're envisioning here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, we've got a few tips to help you save some money on Leslie's Last Word coming up next here on The Money Pit.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
The Alabama Senate has passed a bill which would give gun owners struggling with mental health challenges the option to voluntarily surrender their firearms. Senator Keith Kelly sponsored Senate Bill 40, named the Houston Hunter Act, in honor of Houston Lee Tumlin and Hunter Chase Whitley, two veterans who died by suicide. Data from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs showed about 86% of veteran suicides in Alabama involve firearms. Kelly said the bill was inspired by their stories, which hopes similar tragedies can be prevented. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We'll be right back.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, America's most trusted roofer. RoofMax has saved nearly 80,000 homeowners from the mess, hassles, and high cost of a roof replacement. With a 4.9 rating and over 15,000 reviews, don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Let's find out who's been emailing this week. Jim, what do you got?
Tyler writes in and he says, is there a DIY solution for getting rid of ants, or do I need to call an exterminator?
Yeah, Tyler, ants are the worst this time of year. I feel like I've just had them in my basement. Luckily, they're not in the kitchen this year. It's just the time of year where everything is kind of moist and yucky, and ants love that. And there's actually a lot of different things that you could be doing that will work well as an insecticide for ants. You can leave borax around where they kind of seem to be coming through and see if that has an effect. If you're looking for a cheaper, less toxic solution for your ants you can find at your local produce aisle, it's mint. They hate the smell of mint. They hate it. I love it. And it looks really cute in little pots and planters. So that's a great natural approach. But if this isn't working and you do opt for a pro, you can be confident because those pros will use the right amount of product and the right product in the exact spot to eliminate those bugs. So there's lots of different things that you can do. You can head on over to moneypit.com as well for some more info.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, Leslie has a few tips for you here in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, after a cold and snowy winter and all of this cleaning up that we're doing, truly, we're ready to get back to these warmer temperatures of spring. That includes spring cleaning, bringing those clothes, you know, out of the attic and basement, and swapping around all the seasonal stuff. So you could be facing more laundry than usual. But if you're a mom of teen boys, it's just another day of laundry because I do a lot of laundry. So if that's you and you've got lots of laundry to do, let's follow these tips to help you save some money and just tackle this, you know, mountain ahead of you. You always want to run full loads. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus only throwing in a handful of things. You want to switch the loads as you start to do multiple loads in a day when that dryer is warm. It kind of allows that heat to stay inside and gets that cycle up to the right heat quicker, and it'll kind of dry everything faster too. So be quick about swapping it. Don't forget that those clothes are sitting in there and then be like, oh, got to go do it. Just stay on top of it. I always set a timer on my phone. Because the washer is 37 minutes, the dryer is 76 minutes.
I do the same thing.
I do. I want to make sure I'm on top of it. I cannot guarantee that it won't sit in the basket at the foot of my bed or in the chair in my bedroom for a day or two, but it will be washed and dry.
Better sitting dried than, yeah, sitting in the washer waiting to go in the dryer. That's my thing.
Correct.
I got to get in there. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, you got to do it. The other thing is, and I always, you know, I've got that little rental property in Vermont, and I'm always amazed when I go up there that people don't empty the lint filter in the dryer. You got to empty it every single time. Also, I don't want to empty your dryer lint, folks. So if you're sharing a space, empty your own dryer lint. It's kind of gross. But it will also make your dryer run more efficiently, more safely. I mean, dryer fires are like the leading cause of home fires. So just clean that lint trap. If it does turn out that you're ready for some new appliances, go with an Energy Star certified washer dryer. They're going to use 20 to 25% less energy than a conventional model. And lastly, wash with cold water instead of hot. It can cut a load's energy use in half since you're not using that water heater to raise the water temperature. And get this, the cold water cleans just as well as the hot. Unless you're doing white with bleach, go cold all the way. Coming up, guys, next week on The Money Pit, I promise no more laundry projects. But have you ever had a painting project that didn't dry right? Or maybe it wouldn't cover a stain, or it peeled off faster than it should have. We're going to share some solutions to painting predicaments, because painting is a great spring project. Can't wait to see you guys next week on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Washington envoys and officials from Tehran have concluded another round of talks, and the top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Iran's nuclear program. They meet again in 1 week. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a temporary Easter ceasefire in Ukraine starting today. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky dismissed it as, quote, another attempt by Putin to play with human lives. President Trump is vowing not to cut Medicare and Medicaid programs. Ken Lorman has more of the story.
At Friday's swearing-in of Dr. Mehmet Oz as the Medicare and Medicaid administrator, the president made this promise about those government health care programs.
Just as I promised, there will be no cuts. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to have only help.
Despite those assurances, a dozen House Republicans have sent a letter to GOP leaders warning they will not sign the upcoming budget and tax cuts bill if Medicaid is sharply reduced. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, as Congress debates tax policy, polling shows Americans believe that making the 20% small business tax deduction permanent should be a core part of any legislation. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more details.
A new poll by the National Federation of Independent Business shows broad bipartisan support for keeping a 20% small business tax deduction in the tax code. Jeff Brabant, NFIB Vice President of Federal Government Relations, tells the Salem Radio Network that this tax cut would help the economy.
There would be an increase in GDP of $750 billion over the first 10 years. So, huge economic impact if this thing is extended.
Brabant says the bill has a good chance of passage in both chambers. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis, anytime at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm going to let you in.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
The American Legislative Exchange Council used Tax Day earlier this week to release its annual Rich States, Poor States report, saying it's seen a trend among those states that rank poorest.
But what we see consistently at the bottom states are states that have big government policies across the board, high taxes across the board, and then they play special favorites and pick winners and losers based on who has the best lobbyist in the state capital. And that's the approach of the bottom 10 states almost every year.
Economist Jonathan Williams.
Where you have the top 10 states that have a very free market outlook, low taxes across the board, incentivizing entrepreneurship and small business. And it's just a much different environment of getting government out of the way of businesses and individuals versus having government be empowered to make all the decisions.
Williams spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Basic services yet to be restored to the areas of Myanmar was hit worst by the huge earthquake just 3 weeks ago. You'll find more stories at townhall.com. April 19th marked the 250th anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio, the experience of Americans at Lexington and Concord undergirds the principles of rights to keep and bear arms.
Eventually it came to very clear that our founders wanted us to be a people that would not tolerate an overbearing government. And as a direct result, they etched into the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, that was very clear. You know, we were to be armed, not because we needed to hunt necessarily, but to defend our liberties. And that's precisely what we have inherited through 250 years, and I think something that really sets apart this country.
Commemorations this weekend have included a lantern service at Old North Church, reenactments of battles, and much more. You'll find more details and more stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Golden Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Golden Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Golden Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We can live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up your telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Welcome to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and our mission here is to help you guys build that dream home, whether you are working on a big project or a small project, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro, whatever the scope of your project's work is, we here at Team Money Pit are here to lend you a hand. So how can we help? Coming up this hour, we've got a lot of great information to share. If you think that the best way to save time and energy is cutting your grass with the mower set as low as possible so you don't have to mow again that often, well, you might be surprised to find out that that can end up being more work in the long run. We're going to share why just ahead. And also joining us this hour, we have DIY queen and host of the Make a Space podcast, Kara Newhart, to help you take the leap into your dream home one project at a time. You guys are going to love her. Also ahead, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to your home than adding a hardwood floor, so we're going to share some tips on advances in hardwood flooring that make this product easier to install. But first, we're here to offer expert help for the care and feeding of your oldest child. Talking about your house, you guys. And to help you create your best home ever and tackle those to-dos with confidence. So give us a call right now to 888-MONEYPIT. Jim, who's first?
Head now to Ohio, Leslie. We've got me. Well, not me. We've got Mark.
A neighbor of yours, potentially.
Yeah, potential neighbor out here in Ohio. Absolutely. Mark, you're doing a kitchen remodel on a budget, right? What's going on there?
Got a kitchen. It is sadly in need of a renovation. We'd like to do it on a budget, like you said. We're looking at IKEA, but then I've seen a couple of things on there that say IKEA doesn't last very long, and then there are other ready-to-assemble companies out there, or maybe some other ideas on where to go. I mean, I don't mind putting the work in. I just don't want a $30,000 budget.
Well, I'll tell you, our experience with IKEA in terms of quality has always been really good with their kitchen cabinets. I mean, we used kitchen cabinets for some projects we've done. I know Tom had used it in an apartment that he built for like a mother-daughter situation at their home. And they're really great. They're very well priced. They're super easy to install. I mean, unlike traditional cabinets with their wall cabinets, you kind of put a bar on the wall and then you attach the cabinets to that bar and they hang off of them rather than sort of lifting the cabinet, attaching it into the stud. This is sort of like one rail that everything hangs off of. Right. So you're not doing everything individually, and it does make that process a lot easier. And on the base cabinet, there's no kickboard built into it. They kind of have feet, you know, they're like on little legs. So you put a ledger board on the wall, probably about 6 inches off the floor, and you rest the back edge of the cabinet on that ledger, and the feet go in the front of the cabinet, and you can adjust them to make sure you're getting everything level. Once those cabinets are adjusted to the right height, there's a kickboard that snaps over the whole thing. So the installation is super, super easy. And, you know, IKEA's prices have come up a little bit, but I like their door styles. I like their finishes. They always have, like, a fun color in there. Their hardware options are fantastic. So I would definitely say take a look at an IKEA cabinet, because if you're trying to stay more budget conscious, if you go to a big box store and try to find something that's definitely an in-stock option, that's going to be your best bet, but you're going to have to assemble it from a big box store to help it be more cost effective. So I would say that if you're sort of assembling things on your own anyway, if you go to IKEA, they're finished, they're super cute, they can help you come up with a customized plan. I just always like checking them out first.
Right. I plan to do all the work myself.
Yeah, I remember when Tom had a two-family house, and I would say the kitchen was from like the 50s, and everything was like yellow and plaid and weird. I remember Tom taking out those cabinets and going with stock cabinets from IKEA, and I want to say everything was less than like $2,000. Now, that was a few years back, so prices have probably come up, but it's definitely budget-friendly.
Okay. I like the idea. My son did IKEA, and he likes his really well. He said it went in really easy. But then I just started reading, you know, other reviews. It was probably what it was. It was probably part of an ad for somebody else, and they got this guy to make it look like IKEA. So we're going to make an appointment with IKEA, and I think we'll do the – I got Home Depot nearby, so we'll look at them as well.
Yeah, so your son's on to something too. All right, check out all your options, Home Depot, IKEA. Get a sense of what's going to be most cost-effective for you, and good luck with that project, Mark.
Bye now.
I just learned a new East Coast word, Leslie. Kickboard.
Toe kick, kickboard.
Toe kick is what we call them on the Midwest. You guys call them kickboards.
Toe stopper. Yeah, I'm sure we'll come up with some new terms in our time together, Jim.
And I look forward to that, Leslie.
Yeah, right.
Leslie, let's head to Louisiana and talk to Marla. She's on the line and has a question about her porch. Marla, fill us in.
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in, or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way? Because they are not a perfect shape, and they're round, and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
I mean, first of all, Marla, this sounds absolutely gorgeous. Like, what a beautiful period-style home you have. And those columns, not only are they beautiful, I mean, they're doing a pretty important job of holding up a good portion of your roof, I would imagine. So if you think about kind of boxing them in, that's going to change the architectural style of the home. If you want to disassemble and move them, then you have to support what's behind it, and then you'd have to square them off again. It's going to change the architectural perception of this beautiful home. So a couple of things. I mean, if you want to do a big, big project here, you can talk with an architect, maybe think about redesigning the front of the house, get it closer to kind of what you have in mind. Truly, the style of your home isn't really leaning towards modification, and it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved in a space that's covered by all those columns. These columns are what makes your home unique, so I think you trying to piece together this screened-in porch with the style of home you have is just not going to sort of read correctly, and it will end up looking like a mishmash of styles. Definitely consult with an architect. Generally, you can have those sort of first consulting meetings, a rough sketch sort of at like one price point before you head into working drawings, etc. So it might be worth it to sort of meet with an architect, get an idea of what can be done. What does that look like? And if you're on board with that, then the next step would be to have that architect draw up working drawings, take that to different contractors for bid, and just see if it's worth it in the long run changing your home that much to create the screen and porch. But I think kind of working with what you already have and adding that in is not going to be the answer.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You're not going to entrust Corinthian pillar supports to the average handyman? Come on.
No, Jim. You know what this house looks like. This is like an estate. This is like in a historical home. This part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. I mean, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange
yes.
peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile, once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay. Well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, do you want to save time and energy cutting your grass? Well, setting your mower as low as possible is not going to do the trick. We'll tell you why after this. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you will gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Deborah in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about dry locking my basement. I have my concerns about, well, number one, the odor, because I have pets. And number two, where does that water go if you just trap it in the cinder block? So I'm in a debate with my other half about, yes, we should do it, no, we shouldn't. We had one, you know, water incident in 15 years, and that's the only thing that's happened since, but I still would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's a great question, Deborah. So first of all, Drylock is a product that does have some odor. I mean, it's not a terrible odor. I remember Tom did a project in his basement, and I remember him talking about how he kind of had to use a fan and keep the windows open and kind of stuck it in one of the windows just to make sure it pulled up some air out of the basement and was okay. You know, but I remember him saying it wasn't terrible. And I mean, I wouldn't have any concerns about your pets while you're using this product. Obviously, don't leave it right next to your pets or have your pets in the same room, but I wouldn't be concerned with having the pets in the house. Now, you asked the question, so what happens to the water? Am I keeping it out? So listen, this is kind of a point of misunderstanding. Dry lock isn't keeping the waves of the ocean out of your basement. I mean, it's not that kind of thing. It's stopping some of the evaporation that will come from the block in the wall getting damp, but it doesn't stop a lot of water coming in. If it wants to get in, it's gonna get in. And the way that you stop that though, especially since you mentioned that this has only happened once in 15 years, you've got a problem with drainage, and I can tell you right now that if you look at your gutters, they're either blocked or the downspouts are disconnected or maybe they're not even extended away from the house or the soil around the house is kind of sloping or sagging toward the walls. All of this thing sort of causes those floods. So you don't have to worry about sealing your house against the water. Your house is going to stay dry if you stop the water from getting there by working on your drainage. You know, head on over to moneypit.com, and on the homepage you can read a post about wet basements and how to prevent a wet basement. There's a lot of step-by-step information that you need there in that post, so check it out, and I promise you those problems will probably magically disappear.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. And Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Season, and that's not a difficult DIY project. You just follow those manufacturer guidelines for removing the mower blade and then reattach it after it's sharpened. I know in our area there's a couple of bike shops that also service lawn mowers and snow blowers, so if that's not a project you want to tackle, there's definitely somebody nearby that can lend a hand.
All right, now Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore. Very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout. And then you can regrout it, and once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in, so here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout, because you will have to clean the grout, but no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is, if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky, so why not go with a cool gray or like a black, you know? Think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. When we return, we'll be joined by a very smart and talented design and DIY expert, Karen Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of the newly launched women's workwear line, Do the Work. So stick around.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
It's time to embrace the suck once again. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Every stock market sell-off is different. The media will tell you it's the end of the world. Don't believe it. If you have an investment plan, you'll be just fine. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
To sit and have a conversation with somebody who is a CEO and also a woman, it like opens my eyes to things that could possibly happen for myself or other women around me in the future.
Yeah, and I liked your question about, you know, how it feels to be a woman in that leadership room. Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, I mean, around me, it's like a lot of strong women around me. We make things happen, but I know in certain cases, women feel looked down upon when it comes to mostly anything.
I think one of the things that we didn't touch on, Mary, either, is that you're a woman in a pretty male-dominated industry as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining us today, we have Kara Newhart, and Kara hosts the Makerspace podcast and has just launched a new women's workwear line called Do the Work. Kara is on a mission to empower everyday women to take charge of their homes and design their spaces that they are obsessed with on their terms. Kara is going to teach you how to create your dream home one project at a time. Kara, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting to have you. I mean, your website is really darling. It's filled with a lot of great information. I love everything that you're doing. What kind of started your love and passion of home improvement and sharing your love of design?
Oh, yeah. So it was a windy path, as I think all creative ones are.
Yeah, they're never straight.
It's never straight, yeah. Started in finance in oil and gas and needed a creative outlet. I had just bought my first house in Denver and had big dreams but a little budget and got to work hands-on, decided to just do it myself. So I learned one tool at a time, and I was terrified to use a saw when I first started. So I would go into Home Depot and have them cut all the wood for me.
I mean, I can remember my first time with a table saw. Table saws are terrifying.
Yeah, they're no joke. I mean, you should be scared a little bit. You need to stay safe, but don't let that fear hold you back.
Agreed. I mean, there's so much that you can tackle once you sort of gain control of your fears and start working with those tools. So what kind of was that first project that you felt the confidence to dive in and tackle it with the tools?
Yeah, so we bought a builder-grade home. So I had the most basic ever powder bathroom, literally just a closet with a toilet and a sink. And I wanted to, you know, give it some personality and some storage. So I built a couple of shelves just out of, like, really basic lumber and cut a slit in it, so I had this, like, circle mirror that, like, went down into the shelf. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
It's awesome. And how many mirrors did you go through because you broke them?
How many mirrors? Oh, at least three.
Now, it's interesting.
The 14 years of bad luck.
No, I don't believe in any of that, because I feel like if it's a project and, you know, you're working with the mirror, like, sometimes you can't avoid it. So I think that bad luck goes, you know, away. I think it gets reflected off that mirror and away from you. And speaking of, you say, is this the home that you mentioned that you truly think is haunted?
Oh, no, that's the one I'm in now. So it's a 200-year-old home diagonal from a cemetery, and there's two others in the neighborhood. So, yeah, it's pretty wild over here.
That is insane. I think we will save that for another interview when I have you come back, maybe like a Halloween October time, so we can really talk about the spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's so much.
We're talking with Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of a women's workwear line called Do the Work, which is brand spanking new. Can you tell us about this women's workwear clothing line that you've created?
Yeah, I wanted it to be super functional for women just like me tackling projects, so it's medium-duty workwear, more pockets than you could ever dream of, looks like athleisure, and has tons of function so that you can tackle projects and have all your tools right there handy and not have to be in boxy, scaled-down men's patterns.
No, and it really, I mean, it's adorable. It looks great. It truly does have pockets everywhere. I love that you sort of have a level, like, mm-hmm. right in your back, almost like your quiver of yep. arrows, where you can just grab uh-huh. things that you're looking for.
Right. Draw your level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly. I will get my level, and I will make this work. I think that's great. How is the clothing line doing so far? Do you have a good holiday season with it? I know you said it launched just around the holiday time, right?
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. I think it's just so needed that we get to have stuff that's really cute and really functional, because I don't think we should have to pick. So seeing the response has been just incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love everything that you're doing, and I kind of like this idea. When I was, you know, looking through all your stuff, you mentioned this messy middle, which is kind of like, you know, for a lot of people, and for you especially, this is sort of like the launching part where you've started a project, but now you really kind of get the evolution of it while you're in the mix.
I had to learn this the hard way. I've been in it so many times where I demoed something. I don't know, you know, what I'm doing. I'm crying on the floor like, will this even work? But then what I realized is that's where the magic is. When you're problem solving, when you're pushing yourself to learn new things, it's the process of transformation that we don't see online with the before and after. It's when the caterpillar gets into the cocoon and turns to literal goo. You know, before he had legs, he had friends, and now he's
right.
goo. And it's like, will I be a butterfly? So learning to get comfortable with that process is like the beauty of creating something. And it teaches you a lot about yourself, and it makes really incredible projects if you can embrace it. But it's hard at first.
And I think, you know, you're right. I think you're sort of at a part where it can get really scary in the project. You know, it's like, you have self-doubt, you are curious what it's going to look like, and I think because it's your home, your project, your thing, it super affects you, whereas if a builder would have come in and he'd be like, or he or she would be like, blah, I just took down the wall, so
right.
what? You know, they don't face
right.
that, but because you're so invested in the space, but it is a great chance to grow and truly create the spaces that you're going to love.
Right, and get to push yourself. So sitting in it's really uncomfortable. You know, you have to sit there and look at the wall you demoed where the builder gets to close the door and go home.
Yeah, you're sitting in it.
Yeah, right. But when you embrace it, it's like there's a lot of problem solving. There's a lot of, like, cool ideas that come through, and you get really comfortable with the process. And that's what, yeah, that's where the magic is, in the messy middle.
Oh, I love that. Before I let you go, Kara, when do you know it's a project that you should really leave to the pros?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so plumbing, I personally don't touch because I'm not that great at it.
Same.
Electrical.
Same, because you could die.
My dad was an electrician growing up, so I know my limits. Like, I never opened the panel. I would say those two are the two big ones, where unless you're really comfortable, it's always worth it just to have it done right.
All right. Well, that's all excellent advice. Kara, excellent, excellent work. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. We've been joined by Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of an amazing women's workwear line called Do the Work. You can check it out at dothework.com, but it's spelled a little different. It's dothework.com. It's a great gift for all of the female builders in your life and those DIYers. Kara, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We hope you'll join us again real soon.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And I promise I'm coming back to you in October. I want to learn all about this haunted house of yours. I mean it, guys. We're going to learn. Coming up, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. So we're going to share tips on advances in hardwood flooring to make this product easier to install next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. What projects do you have planned now that the warmer weather has moved in across the U.S.? Maybe are you putting in a pool? Are you finally going to have the best backyard on the block? Whatever it is, we can help you get those projects done successfully so you can be enjoying your money pit as soon as that sun rises each day. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's on the line?
Down in Little Rock, Arkansas, we've got Mike, and you've got the money pit. Mike, what can we do for you, bud?
Well, I've been doing some remodeling on my house. And it's been going on since about 2018. I'm kind of doing it piecemeal as I can afford things. And we're getting ready to list it probably earlier this.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Of durable, pre-finished hardwood flooring has made it a very doable project and something that offers real value to a home, which is why you almost always see real estate agents calling out the hardwood floor in their listings and the advertisements. Now, another benefit of having hardwood flooring is that it doesn't trap dust and dirt like a carpet, so it's definitely a better choice for the allergy sufferers in your life. They're also easier to maintain, and they do last longer than carpeting. If you're thinking about installing it, there's really one of the longest-lasting flooring options that you can have, because with a hardwood floor, you can sand and refinish it multiple times, and that's really depending on the thickness of the floorboards themselves. So when it comes time to install, solid hardwood flooring could be installed on or above grade level, but they're really not recommended for anything below grade, like a basement, because those areas tend to have a lot of moisture, they're damper. There's a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that's definitely made to stand up to the moisture levels that you find in a below grade space. Finally, you want to keep in mind that solid hardwood flooring needs to fully acclimate prior to your installing of it. And that just means you need to leave it in the room where it's going to be installed, you know, where it's going to live, for just a few days before you plan on installing it. This way it kind of gets used to the moisture content, the temperature differences throughout the day, you know, the attitudes of all your family members. It's going to make it difficult to install. I'm just saying. No, seriously, though, you got to leave it in the space a few days. And if you do that, you're going to have a beautiful floor in any room of your choice.
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie, we've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work. And we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy. So I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining. And then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, etc. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish, that's something completely different from the brick. You know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're envisioning here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, we've got a few tips to help you save some money on Leslie's Last Word coming up next here on The Money Pit.
Navigating kids and gaming? We can help. Stay tuned.
This audio piece is brought to you by Verizon. Bundle your internet and mobile for easy savings. Learn more at Verizon.com.
Our top advice, play the game yourself to see if you think it's a fit for your child. From there, you can watch your child play the game and talk about it together. Second, create a gaming agreement with your child to set the right rules and explain what's behind them.
Your turn, Dad.
Finally, join the game and make it something you enjoy together. For more parent-proven tips, visit Verizon.com/parenting.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event!
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart. heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won. 60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The Alabama Senate has passed a bill which would give gun owners struggling with mental health challenges the option to voluntarily surrender their firearms. Senator Keith Kelly sponsored Senate Bill 40, named the Houston Hunter Act in honor of Houston Lee Tumlin and Hunter Chase Whitley, two veterans who died by suicide. Data from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs showed about 86% of veteran suicides in Alabama involve firearms. Kelly said the bill was inspired by their stories, which hopes similar tragedies can be prevented. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.